إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, to continue on our qualities of the strangers. The strangers are those who have courage. A stranger is the one who has courage in a world which is characterized by cowardice. A stranger is the one who has courage. Courage is of two kinds. There is physical courage, which is the ability to take pain. Physical courage is the ability to withstand hunger, to withstand thirst, to withstand lack of sleep, the willingness to work hard. Physical courage is the ability to face danger and refuse to turn back, to face hardship and refuse to turn back, to strive on for a great cause. And there is no greater cause than the cause of the Deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is physical courage, and the Sahaba displayed this to a level of excellence where we have many instances and many incidences from the seerah where the Sahaba displayed this in fighting, in battle, in hardship. The whole issue of sabr is an issue of physical courage at one level. This doesn't come easily, it doesn't come without practice, and therefore it is something that we need to spend some time on and say, how can we develop physical toughness? But there's another kind of courage which is probably even more important than this, and that is moral courage. The courage of one's convictions. Toughness of the mind, not just of the body. Mental toughness. And that is something which is even more important and, as I said, sometimes more difficult. Moral courage at the most basic level and at the most individual level is the willingness and ability to accept one's mistakes. To say that, yes, I am wrong. Yes, even I can be wrong. I was wrong. Therefore, I apologize. Therefore, I will make amends. This level of moral courage is something that is at the very basic foundational individual level of every person. The willingness to accept that I am wrong. And therefore, it's very important to examine our lives and say, where do I continue to be in a state of denial? Where even though I know internally that I am wrong, but I refuse to accept it. Now this is something that is the biggest cause of eventual disgrace, eventual demise, eventual disaster, where it all begins because we make one mistake, and then to try to cover up that mistake, we make more and we tell more lies and so on and so forth. And we do not accept that, yes, I am wrong. Yes, I was wrong. We see this at an individual level, and as I said, that's the absolute foundational level. Every one of us needs to reflect in our lives and say, where am I doing this? And if I am doing this, then I must make tawbah and I must correct myself. And the way to correct myself is to say, I am wrong. But we also see this at a collective level. We see this at the level today, at the level of political parties. We're seeing this all around. People know they are wrong, but they will not accept it. We see this at the level of nations. Very powerful nations refuse to accept the fact that they are wrong. And so they go from one disaster to another disaster to another disaster. They're harming themselves, they're harming their own people, they're harming the rest of the world, but they will refuse to accept that they are wrong. So moral courage, the courage of one's convictions. Second level of moral courage and the courage of one's convictions is to stand for what you believe in. Without apology, without arrogance. Confidence is a position between apology and arrogance. And I'm saying apology because if you deny, then it's a different matter. You say, well, this is not my conviction. That's a different matter. But I'm saying if you accept your conviction, then sometimes, for example, people accept that they are Muslims, but they live in a state of apology all their lives. They don't want to demonstrate their Islam in any way. You say Salaam Alaikum, they will not say Walaikum Salaam, they will say Hi. Many Muslims, they will not refuse, they not only will they not greet you with Salaam, they will not even return your Salaam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who does not return your Salaam is your enemy. Salaam was the password in the military camps. So today, of course, we are not in a military camp, but Salaam, to return the Salaam of a brother is fard. But there are Muslims who will not even do that. Who say Salaam, they say Hi. They don't want to express their Islam in any way. They don't want to be recognized as Muslims. So that, yeah, but they haven't denied Islam. I mean, they haven't left Islam, they have not denied Islam. May Allah forgive them and strengthen them. So we are not criticizing them for that. I'm just saying that's one position where we live in a state of apology. On the other hand, you have Muslims who are over the top, who wear Islam on their sleeve, who want to thrust it down your throat, who want to slap you in the face with their Islam, holier than thou attitude. Now, both of these are bad positions. I mean, there's no sense in either of them. Confidence is to express your convictions from a position which is neither apology nor arrogance. Confident. I am what I am. I am confident about that. I have no desire to thrust it down your throat. But also, I am not going to deny that I am this. Alhamdulillah, I am very happy with where I am. To be comfortable and to be happy with your own state of being, where, as a Muslim, again, because we are using this analogy, as a Muslim, you are visibly recognizable as a Muslim, you walk and talk as a Muslim, and you are comfortable in your skin being a Muslim. So this is a position of confidence. And courage is to take that position, is to take that position of confidence with regard to your identity. The same thing applies also with regard to your values, with regard to your ethics, with regard to your morals. Where you are faced with a test and you say, no, I will not do it. I am willing to pay the price of it, but I will not do what I do not believe in. So whether it's somebody wants you to give a bribe and you say, sorry, I don't give bribes. But if you don't give a bribe, your work will be delayed. Let it be delayed. But I will not give a bribe. And I will not just sit there, allow it to be delayed. I will also take it up further. I will go to your boss. I will go to his boss. I will go to the end of this chain, to wherever it takes me. But I will not give a bribe and I will ensure that I get my work done. As an example. So similarly, other things. The willingness to stand by your convictions, the willingness to do what it takes. And that is courage. Courage is also to fight for others. Courage is not only to stand by your own convictions, but courage is to also stand up and support others who are being oppressed, who might be weak, who might be timid, who might not be able to demand and get their rights. Courage is to fight for their rights. Not only to believe in the truth, but also to ensure that this truth is carried out. Not only to believe in freedom, but to ensure that others also have freedom. It's not only that I must have freedom, no. Others must also have freedom. Courage is the willingness and ability to stand up not only for yourself, but also for others. So different levels of courage. And the people who demonstrate this courage are the people who the world recognizes as strangers. And as I said in the hadith of Ibn Majah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, he said, glad tidings to those who the world will call strangers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to make it easy for us and to make us among those who will be recognized as strangers when we stand before Him and to grant us Jannah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.